Rhonda sent me an article the other day, and we just had the Hormel entrepreneurship competition for the adults and everything, mm-hmm. which was great. I saw Paula last night selling things over at McCook Christian Church, and she was the champion in that, Rhonda. But now we have kind of the youth entrepreneurship camp that's coming up. Is that right?
We are. It's based on the Hormel business competition plan that they do up at MCC. And so now this time we're doing it for youth. So this is open to those entering 8th through 12th grade in the seven counties that are served by the Mid-Plains. And so that's about the essential for the qualifications right there. That and then a desire to start or expand your own business, you know. So if there's a kid out there that you know of that has an inkling about something that they'd like to try out, you know, you don't have to have anything in place, just an idea, you know, and that's what this camp is for.
It's a great idea, and it gets the young kids involved, and then they got some ideas, which they all do.
They do.
And why not to have it at camp and get together and talk about it, huh?
Yeah. So I think it's a neat opportunity. You know, it kicks off here in June, and so that's kind of, the deadline to register is June 14th, so we need people to start thinking about it now. But the big part, there's a big chunk right here, June 21st through the 25th is a week-long camp. So you kind of have to have your schedule open. That's going to be the hardest part for kids with camps and stuff these days. But please reach out to us if this is an inkling and that's an issue. We'd love to talk to you about how to make this work. But the camp is the big part. We're going to go visit businesses. There's a workbook, and this is, you know, a collaboration between the McCook Community Foundation Fund, McCook Community College, 4-H Extension. It's just a great collaboration that we've got going for this. So,
Sharon, looking forward to this coming up again next month. And winners will be determined by a panel of judges with some great prizes, too, aren't there?
Really great prizes. We really wanted to make this worth a while. We want the winners to be able to establish their business and give it a good college try here. And, you know, if you are a first place winner, you could win $5,000. The second, $2,500. And the third prize is $1,500. And I really want to stress to everyone out here that the prize money is solely from contributions from our sponsors and grants. So this is not a taxpayer initiative. This is solely from our partnerships with the McCook Community Foundation Fund and the Nebraska Community Foundation Fund. And then we are so lucky to have sponsors of the Red Willow County Extension as well in this project.
Hats off to those folks for backing you up on this, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, the deadline is coming up Monday, June 14th, isn't it?
Yes. So if they're interested, give us a call. We will get you an application. You can receive applications online at through our college website. And also, again, just give us a call. We'll get you one. But fill that out. Get it back in. We have 20 open spots. We're hoping to fill all 20. We'd love to have more than 21, but we are hoping to fill all 20 spots.
This plan kind of follows what the regular Hormel entrepreneurship competition does. Yes. It kind of follows the same format, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Most of the rules are the same. And it is for that seven county area. So we have the Red Willow County, Chase County, Furnace County, Frontier County,
Dundee.
Thank you. And Hitchcock.
And Hayes.
Yeah. Yes.
I get used to reading all these counties with weather and stuff like that. So you get used to all of them. But that seven county area is the ones that are eligible, right?
That's right.
Probably the one thing, you know, and this is the same with the Hormel business competition. Even if you're not in the top three yet, winning that prize money to get your business off would be great. But the other good part about this, even if you're not in that top three, you get to develop a business plan, figure out, is this really something that you want to pursue? So even if you don't win the top prizes, you are still going to come out a winner at the end because of just developing the plan, seeing how to do marketing, how to develop, you know, do purchasing and stuff like that. That's all going to be covered during that week-long camp. And then plus during that camp, we'll be going out to local businesses that are number one Hormel business winner. So we're lined up to go to Citadelli, to Game On, you know, to the different winners, and then visit some other businesses in town that just really understand the value of investing in these kids. Sharon kind of touched upon this, stems from a youth engagement grant that the McCook Community Foundation Fund worked with Nebraska Community Foundation on, just because we understand that we need to make an investment in these kids if we want them to stay or return and understand that they're valued and have the experience, you know, and maybe they'll learn, you know what? No, I do not want to do my own business, but hopefully they'll get in there and really get it established and say, you know, and so, like I said, even it could be an idea that you have for a business, or if we have some kids out there that have their own businesses. Maybe you want to expand it or really iron out the details of their business. Maybe they threw it together at the beginning, but you'd really like to, you know, make this professional. This is another opportunity. So it doesn't have to be starting from scratch. You can have something in place and we'll help you expand it. So
now the camp is limited to the first 20. Is that right, Sharon?
That's right. And again, the camp runs from June 21st through the 25th, but it's not over then. Yeah. So then we have the month of July. We're offering them some short marketing classes through the Business and Community Education Department there at the college, which they can take advantage of to help them get their business off the ground. And then they will turn in their business plan in August. So they really have that good month and a half to really work on that business plan. And then in September, they're going to give their presentations to a panel of judges. And in November, the winners will be highlighted at the Nebraska Community Foundation Fund conference, statewide conference, which will be held there at the Graff Event Center on the college campus.
This is big time.
This is
big time. Yes. No, this isn't just a small little thing. Yeah. It's big time.
I know kids are busy, but I really do hope that if if your listeners know of a kid, you know, that has this aspiration, to reach out to us and to figure out how to make this work. So, so please do reach out to Sharon, reach out to me. We have around the community. Some were sent home, you know, through the 4-H. Kids got those, but they're around town. I know Sharon's dropped some off down around at various businesses. So please do reach out to us or go to the MCC website. So that's for the 8th through 12th graders. Mm-hmm. Also, just because we were coming in here, if you're thinking, well, you know what? My kid's a little bit younger, and they'd like to try something out. McCook Economic Development Corporation, along with MCC and the McCook Chamber, is doing Lemonade Days this year. Mm-hmm. So that one kind of culminates July 10th is when they will be doing lemonade stands as part of Crazy Days in downtown McCook. So, but I'll let Sharon kind of explain a little bit more about, but this one is for 4th through 6th graders. So those kids that are just like, hey, I'd like to try a little something.
Sure.
Right. So this is for our middle school age youth, and it really introduces them to the entrepreneurship programs and provides them with an opportunity to have their own business, to run their own business, which is, of course, a lemonade stand. So they can get registered through the McCook Economic Development Corporation. They can register online at lemonadedays.org/McCook, or just give us a call. We have some paperwork. What they'll be receiving is a backpack, and the backpack is full of information on how to create their own lemonade stand. Now, this is a program that involves the parents or guardians, aunts, uncles, big sisters, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. that would like to help them, because they do need some adult supervision or help running this lemonade stand.
So any questions on that, you can call the information's already out already, obviously.
It is, yeah. Yes.
All right.
So yeah, it's fun. It's a neat opportunity for the kids. So please do reach out if you've got any kid that has any inkling about running a business. It's going to be a lot of opportunities here this summer.
And I think probably one of you already touched on it. It's free.
They're both. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't cost you a thing.
Yeah. They're both free of charge, you know, and thanks to, you know, these grants that we've put out there. There's no charge. We do need people to get registered. So June 10th for Lemonade Days and June 14th for the Hormel Youth Entrepreneur Camp. So
sooner the better, because it's the first 20.
And they're both. Yeah. And they're both limited. Yeah. Because Andy's been out hitting the bricks on Norris Avenue, lining up locations because the lemonade stands will be set up outside, you know, on Crazy Day. So we're looking at it should be a fun day.